Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Full time at Molineux, it was Wolves to Ashwood City nil. Yet more turmoil. They've got an under pressure coach. They've got to work on
that statement from Chancellor of the Exchequer. Sajid Javid, now in sport, Wolves faced Ashwood City.
Steps up, sends the keeper the wrong way. Raul Jimenez strikes, and Wolves.
And we're back with the 80s mega mix. Now this is Duran Duran with Hungry Like the Wolf. Wolves look pretty hungry themselves today against Ashwood.
Do me a fucking favour.
Well, what she'll actually do is, after tearing her prey apart, the mother will return to her pack of wolves, who will then rip into the carcass, and you'll remember...
I reckon Eric Van Schmidt is blind.
Well, we've got you on the line. What's your verdict then, Martin, on this situation? Explain that comment.
Because, right, because that starting 11 is pitiful.
Well, I'll stop you there. What would be your ideal Ashwood City starting 11 then, Martin?
My starting 11? Right, well, this is what it should be. Riviere in goal, left-back, Harry Weaver.
Hold on a second. Weaver's a holding midfielder. That doesn't make any sense.
Are you going to let me do my starting 11 or not?
OK, carry on.
OK, good. Right-back, Marcelo. Centre-backs, Adeyemi and Babic. Get rid of the Dutch lad. Crap. Absolute crap.
Apologies for Martin's language there. You know, sometimes in football, passion, desire, hunger...
Then,
oh, he's still talking.
Brumi and Nipic holding. You play KFC on the wing. You put Gustavo in the middle, which is what he prefers anyway, and you put Park other wing, and you've got two up top, Amadou and Day 4.
That, well, now, okay, this is actually pretty good, because it... Hold on a second, that's a 4-2-3-2. That's 12 players, Martin.
What? Is it?
Yes, it's 12 players.
Oh, I've got to go. Bye.
What do you mean you've got to... You called us.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive. Ashwood City are at Molineux, and as kickoff approaches, Chief Executive Patrick Nolan and Director of Communications Jess Tate are in attendance.
Pass it, pass it!
We haven't kicked off yet.
Square it, you twat.
What are you talking about?
FIFA Mobile.
Oh, okay, am I that bad company?
You're not great. I wouldn't say you were bad. Lots to work on.
Right, lovely, thanks for the feedback.
Oh, not like Dwight.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting him if he ever turns up.
He's with Woody.
What, why?
They're meeting Eric.
That's a bit premature, isn't it?
Why?
Well, he's an ASG director. He's had the job for a week.
Yeah, and they own the club, Patrick.
But they own 85% of the club.
Fine, they own 85% of the club.
Yeah, but I don't think the Anaheim Sports Group's operations director should be meeting our head coach before kickoff. Do it afterwards.
What do you care? You're jealous?
No, I'm not jealous. Grow up.
Back post, you fucking morons.
Can you put the game down?
I'll put the game down when Dwight gets here.
So you'll pay attention then?
Oh God, yeah. You want to see him?
Oh, a stunner, is he?
Oh, just a bit. Shoulders like Tom Huddleston. Cheekbones like Tom Hiddleston. Oh, what more could a girl ask for?
Yeah, quite.
Oh, such a great guy too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like charisma, charm, character.
The three C's.
Yep.
Currently being shown around by one big C.
Yeah, probably does have a big C.
What?
Wait... What do you say?
Jazz.
Sorry.
Well, maybe if you were paying attention and not playing your game, you'll realise I'm not talking about Dwight Hayes' cock.
Patrick Nolan, the man, the myth, the legend. How are you, sir? Great to finally meet you. Hey, strong handshake. I like it.
Yep, pretty firm grip there yourself, Dwight. Also great to meet you. I've heard excellent things.
Still shaking his hand.
He's shaking my hand.
You've done a great job with this club, Patrick. You should be very proud. Patrick. Patrick. You know, I love the name Patrick. Is that Irish?
I believe so. And, Dwight, you are the second Dwight I've ever met. Met Dwight York back in 2002. He's a footballer. Used to play for
Dwight York. Excellent player. I always remember. 123 Premier League goals. It sticks in your head. 1, 2, 3. Like Dion Dublin. 111 Premier League goals. 1, 1, 1.
Right, yeah, of course.
Seriously, let go of his hand.
So, you know football, soccer ball, well, then.
9 years working at Milan, 5 at Barcelona. I picked up a thing or two. Just like my buddy Chris here.
Hey, stop it, you.
I'm serious. This guy's football brain, almost as good as mine.
Almost.
Why are you laughing? That wasn't even funny.
Shut up.
We should fuse your brains together. You know, make a super football brain. Just scoop out some from Woody's skull, shove it in yours, and stitch it back up.
That definitely wasn't funny.
Shut up.
Take a seat, guys. I'm going to get us some coffees.
Yeah. He's all right, isn't he?
Ah, oh, he's great.
Good guy.
Should be a decent game today. Yeah, regardless of the outcome, always good to watch Adama Traore like being trackside at the F1. When you say he's great, what do you mean? What constitutes being great?
Who? Dwight?
Yeah, why is he great?
Because he is. Good laugh. Great knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
He's cool, casual, clever, you know, the three C's.
For fuck's sake.
We've struck gold getting him.
He's lucky to have us too, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
She's right, pal. ASG could have goons running about all over the place, right? Having him as our overlord is a lucky escape.
Our overlord? Come off it.
The owners hired him to keep some control of this place, Patrick.
Oh, please. What, are they going to do the hard work? Are they going to stand on the terraces being called a wanker and a shit Mike Ashley every week? No, they won't, will they? They'll fly in, suggest a few small changes here and there, stay in a nice hotel, have a nice meal, and then fly back out. It's bollocks.
Since when do any of us stand on the terraces?
You can't have this place all to yourself, Patrick. If that investigation doesn't go the way you want this year, then you're fucked. You'll fail the fit and proper persons criteria of the FA.
Oh, I'm really scared. Oh, not the fit and proper persons test, please. Kim Jong-un could run a club over here.
I'm telling you, if there's evidence of this investigation, you're in trouble.
Okay, look, if Peter Ridsdale is still working in football, then I think I'll be fine. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
It's 0-0 at half-time, and Ashwood City Chief Executive Patrick Nolan is in discussion with Anaheim Sports Group Operations Director Dwight Hayes at the Hospitality Bar in Molyneux Stadium.
So they'll just sing wanker all game?
It's more of a chant, like wanker, 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 wanker.
Oh, right.
But you know, it used to be worse with all the Tory nonce stuff.
Tory nonce? What is that?
Oh, it's just a thing. I mean, they all vote Tory now anyway. So, anyway, Dwight, I just wanted to thank you for popping over to the UK and meeting everybody, taking an interest. It's reassuring to know that the ownership are there for us when we need them.
Buddy, the pleasure is all mine. Okay, Jess is great. And Chris? I mean, Woody? Super guy. Besides, I'm kind of looking to have a semi-permanent place over here.
In, here?
Yeah.
Like, but right here?
Yeah.
In Wolverhampton?
No. Like the UK. I'll get a place in Ashwood, and I can have a more hands-on role for you guys.
Right.
That okay?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely fine. The more the merrier. You can even have a bed at mine. I don't know why I said that.
Look, Patrick, you've got a lot on your plate here, okay? You're in a relegation battle. You've got this investigation. You've got the Europa League. You need help.
Well, I don't need help as such. You know, I have Woody handling most of the football side anyway.
No, I know that. But in terms of running this particular asset for ASG, it ain't going that great. We want to see much better things. And so here I am, just to be a helping hand.
I see.
So, talk to me about January.
Fucking Portuguese blokes everywhere in this place. Barman's Portuguese, cleaner's Portuguese, all the fucking midfield are Portuguese.
Hey, just the guy. Chris, I'm just asking Patrick here about what we see for January.
Well, we've signed Joshua Nakatomi, we've signed wee Davy Hogg.
Davy Hogg?
Aye, Dave Hogg, left back to replace Welly.
Right, okay. How much did he cost us?
4.6 mil from Aberdeen, increases to 5.2 with 20 league apps.
And that's us finished, for this window.
Aye, pal. No more moves for us.
I'm glad you said that, buddy. I'm so glad, because I think the squad might be unsettled. The summer window we just had was pretty shitty. Mm-hmm. We can't repeat that.
Mm. Amen to that, pal.
Dwight, we're in a relegation battle.
Uh-huh.
Well, if Eric feels that we need to bolster the squad in January, we can't ignore that, you know? It's about staying in the league, not keeping players happy and comfortable, understood?
Okay. Let's all breathe. I can see that you have an objection to the concerns I've raised. That's fine. That's healthy. But my advice is no purchases this January. Okay? Great talk. I'm gonna go grab my seat.
God, what a cunt.
Is he? I usually have a pretty good radar for that kind of thing. Yeah.
Jesus, don't sign anyone in January. Christ, not a clue.
He might have a point, though, pal. In fact, I feel like you and I have said exactly the same thing.
Typical fucking American. You know, we're in a war here. There's Nazis dropping bombs on us every week, and he swans in late when we're nearly relegated and wants to sing fucking Kumbaya.
This Iran thing is really going to your head,
isn't it? No, I'm serious, Woody. We don't have time for his nonsense. We've got to be cutthroat.
I don't know about that, pal. He wants Eric out.
What? Does he?
Hey.
But he said that.
Hey. To me. Anyway.
What a cunt.
He just said he wasn't being ruthless enough. He wants Eric out. That's ruthless.
Oh, when did I say that?
You said he's singing Kumbaya.
All right, fine. But he's wrong, okay? Eric is my decision. I chose him. I built his team.
Shit team, that was it.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, pal.
Good.
My cunt radar's going off.
Is it?
All right. What are you two talking about?
Woody's spidey sense.
Oh, yeah? You gonna come sit down? Second half's about to kick off.
Look, Dwight wants to sack Eric.
Join the queue.
No, he wants to fire him, and now he's coming over all like, don't buy anyone in January because you're shit at buying players and I'm good at it. And I was like, listen, mate, this is war, right? I'm like, you don't come over here and tell me how to run things, so just pipe down, mate. And he went all like, coy. And I was just like, yeah, go sit down, Dwight. This is my club.
No way. I can't believe that.
Nah, he's just giving it the big one and I'm here to cut the bullshit, you know?
Well done, Patrick. Really well done to you.
Well, you know, I've got to stick up for this club, haven't I?
When did this happen?
What?
That blazing row with Dwight.
About 2 minutes ago, Woody. You were stood right there.
Come on. That's not what happened.
Okay, right. Look, I was just filling Jess in on the nature of the conversation.
Hold on. Sorry, this didn't happen.
No, not at all.
Look, I wasn't noting down every single word. Right? I'm just giving you the gist.
Jess, none of that happened, right? It was a wee passive-aggressive chat about the January transfer window.
Thanks, Woody.
No, come on now. Right? I rumbled him. Come on, you'll at least give me
that. There was no rumbling, pal.
He was a dick, okay?
Was he? What did he say?
He said it with his eyes.
His fucking big, beautiful eyes. I swear, his pecs are talking to me as well, so I know how you feel, Patrick.
Look, if you two want to climb up his arse, then fine. But Eric is not getting the sack, and we are signing somebody in January.
Are we?
Yep. I'm going to break the fucking bank, too.
Was that necessary?
Trust me, if we don't put our foot down with this guy, we're in trouble, all right? We have to keep our influence and, more than anything, our dignity.
Wanker.
I'll go and report him.
Thank you. What happened to your radar? Didn't pick him up.
Must be a nice bloke.
Go and sit down.
He's got to work more with the players on set plays. That was a complete joke out there. And we need to have a review of the coaching staff first thing Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, could you get me a report on the zonal marking? Who's pushing it and who's coaching it? Because it's not working.
Hey, not a problem, Dwight.
Okay, I'm going to speak to some guys I know at Benfica. They have some interesting coaching techniques they're working on over there. Progressão com coração. Progress with heart. Allow the players to learn new systems by building up their own individuality.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's quite something. Seeing those kids perfect that technique and grow into young men, it can really change you, you know?
I know.
That's amazing.
Right, well, I'm going to shoot off.
Patrick, we have dinner booked at a place nearby. It's a Portuguese place.
No, you know what? I'm done with Portuguese for the day. Dwight, there's a lot of it around here, and I just want to get back to Ashwood, so I'll see you all soon.
Bye, pal.
What were you saying about your yoga class earlier, Dwight?
Bye, Jess.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, yeah. My yoga class is performed entirely upside down. It's a Malaysian technique called...
My name's Dwight. I'm an American. I've got pretty American teeth and muscles and nice sweatshirts. Ivy League. My sophomore year of elementary school was at Yale. I think we should sign a quarterback. What about Tom Brady? He's New England.
Oh, I've got to go. Bye.
What do you mean you've got to go? You called us. You called into the show. Martin? Hello? Hello, Martin?
The leader, son Christian Akufo, is yet more drama. You'll be surprised to learn. Not only is he refusing to play for Napoli, he's now refusing to pick up his car that he's left in the car park as he's so convinced of his move away from the Italian club. He's just left it there. And the question is, who can afford him? Who can afford the car? He's obviously world class. You know, he's obviously a handful, but his biggest problem is the price tag. He's not going for under 50. He maybe even 55.
What's up?
Alex, it's me.
Yeah, I know. What do you want?
Look, between you and me, you put the feelers out about the commercial value of signing Christian Akufo.
Well, I can tell you the actual cost of him. Like, 50 million quid, if you're lucky.
No. Look, I know that. I just want to know how much, realistically, we'd offset commercially to soften what is potentially a pretty big price tag.
You're seriously going to sign him?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we need someone world-class to get us out of this situation.
Patrick, I've never given you feedback about stuff on the pitch. Mostly because I couldn't give a fuck. But listen to me, we don't need a fucking striker. We need to lose one or two of our own.
Yeah, thank you for your 2 cents, Alex. It's greatly appreciated, yeah?
Do not get arsey with me because I'm making an obvious point.
It's not an obvious point.
It is, mate. And you'll hear a lot worse if he actually turns up.
The fans will love it.
The fans will like half-price tickets and happy hour. Should we fucking do that, shall we?
Alex, just do the report and get me the answer by close of play tomorrow, okay?
Close of play? Who talks like that?
I do.
Hey, this is Chris Woodall. Don't even think about leaving me a message.
Woody, listen, mate, I forgot to say, I'm working on a bid for Christian Akufo. So block out Monday morning for a meeting because it's time to break the Ashwood City transfer record.
The best things in life are free.
He's there until 2024. Well, at least that's what it says in the contract.
And then it needs all of the signatures, so not just the buying club, but the selling club.
He would argue it's a great career move for him. Look at that.
And it looks like that's going to go right down to deadline day. Well, now, there's reports coming in, and I'm assuming this isn't a hoax. Ashwood City have tabled a £50 million bid for Napoli's Christian Akufo.
Naples
as well, actually, it's just one word. No. He's not going anywhere for £50
million. It'd be £80 million, and if the club is in the Champions League, and those clubs aren't in
the
Champions League.
Yeah, well, you just heard from James Cooper about his goal-scoring ability. You certainly do have a top-class
player. Ashwood City have an improved bid of £57.5 million for Christian Akufo.
Luckily, Napoli have turned down the bid from Ashwood City, an improved bid nonetheless, but sources tell me this is not the end of the story. Now, this is interesting. Akufo is forcing the move out of Napoli. The papers here saying Ashwood, Ghana, get there, man. Akufo, of course, being Ghanaian is the joke here. That looks like it is going to happen. The money is still being negotiated over.
What they need to do is they need to demonstrate that the transfer is going to happen. So the clubs have got to fill out. The details are going to be very specific, like the transfer fee, any add-ons, guaranteed sums, contingency fees, and then it needs all of the signatures.
To strengthen, have some width on that left-hand side, right-hand side. He's a good attacker. He can score goals.
Van Smith was very indifferent about the prospect of working with Akufo, but he did at least confirm to us that there is yet another improved bid that's out there, and it could be in the region of 60. Well, it looks like this is going to run and run because Napoli have answered the cry from Kent and they want £66 million for the Ghanaian. The Offensive will return with the Transfer Deadline Day special on the 31st of January.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.